Hi there, it's Rocket in here, and I am your podcaster, of course. I think for the meantime, but I'm wondering if I will be able to invite someone to talk on my podcast, or maybe they will invite me. But for now, I am just keep on rolling. So what is my topic for today? I really don't even have a good topic yet, but let me just start by saying that, oh, you know what? Actually, I just came up with an idea as far as the topic. What about the pool of liars on Craigslist? And what I mean by that is those people who will go to the advertising or market section of Craigslist looking for items that they are interested, and they will start sending a private message to the seller asking if that item is available. And how do I know that? Well, I go through that a lot in here, and I'm really glad that my listing on Craigslist are very, very limited, because what I found out from selling on Craigslist is that these people, they don't have nothing else to do, they don't have any money, and they are actually fake. And I'll give you an example about my Michael Kors sunglasses. I got a lot of, especially guys, I got a lot of asking, you know, this and that. And of course I said yes, and next thing you know, they asked me if I wanna sell it to them for $25. It's a $55 worth of Michael Kors sunglasses, and that is cheap. And the only people that they think those are chips are the people who wants it but cannot afford it, or the people that are just cheap, that they want your money for, they want your item for almost free. Are they the same in meaning? I have no idea. So anyway, I've got a lot of those people who inquired about the Michael Kors sunglasses. So I rechanged my description, and I said, if you are seeing this and if you are reading this, it means the items is still for sale, which means do not ask me if it's still available or not, because like everything else, like eBay, when a particular item is being sold, they will actually get marked as sold, or they will just disappear on people's timeline. And I got to the point where another lady asked me about that, and I said, you know, are you just questioning, or are you interested to know if it's available? And she said, oh, I am interested in this and that. So a little bit of conversation went on, and I said, okay, if you want to meet me, then let's go and meet. When and where? That was the end of it. So I said, okay, here's another fluff. I don't know what you call these people. I should say they're fluffers. All they want to do is really to have a conversation. And I do not get that, because my ex-husband is the same thing, you know. They look for stuffs, then they ask they will ask for a conversation, and then they just stop. And this is pretty much what happened to the situation that I got in just a few days ago. And then another example I have today is I have a Juicy Couture, very nice purple bag, and this lady emailed me this morning and said, yeah, it's available. And she said, can I pay $50 for it? Like, I'll give it to you for $60, because it's a $70 asking price. And she said, okay, sounds good, and blah blah blah. So me and Rebel, we run on errands, and over a period of time, when I was texting her, I did not get a message. Oh no, I was not able to send my message because of a crappy connection. So when I went back home, I told her this and that. So we had a conversation that where you were gonna meet and things like that. So when it got closer to that time, I actually sent her a message and said, because she said, well, let me know if you're getting closer so I can meet you. I said, sure. So to the point where I got closer, and I don't have any more errands to do, so I decided, okay, I am going to this place, this is where I want you to be, let me know where you're gonna be at and things like that. Well, time is approaching, And I texted her and I asked her, you know, she asked me where I'm at, and I told her this location, and I'm already here and I'm driving this. And she said, okay. And then I did not hear any response after that. Then the next text I got is like, I'm sorry, I got held up by my son. I said, no problem. How long before you're going to be here? And she said, 10 minutes. I said, okay, here I am facing this place. This is my car. Just come and approach me whenever you are. And it stopped. And then after 5 minutes, she goes, I only have $40. I'm sorry for wasting your time. So here's my ring goes. I do. That's okay. No, it's not okay. I told her, I do not understand why go through all this long conversation when you know what you have as far as money in to begin with, or how much do you want to pay. And I also said that, you know, you did not waste my time. You wasted your time assuming or pretending that, you know, I don't really know. I cannot even find the right description of what I want to say. All I'm saying is that there are people out there who, by talking to other people, it makes them feel good. Or it could be in her situation, maybe she thinks that I'm just gonna go ahead and accept the $40, you know, because I'm already there. But the thing is that I'm not there on that place to for her and waiting. I am in there because I am doing a transaction. So that's pretty much what I told the lady. You know, she's not really wasting my time. She wasted her time and effort and all this talk. All I'm doing is that really, when I meet me, here I am, come and get me. And this is my thinking about those people in Craigslist. You know, it's so painfully bitter dealing with them, because if they're not whiner, they're broke, or they're just a bullshitter. Do I sound tough? I think so, but it doesn't really matter, because, you know, I'm not the one who did provoke that kind of honesty. It is just my personality, but I give people a chance to give their reason. But when it is something like this, when it comes to business and you flake out, then you know what? You better deal with me professionally, and you mean something when you said, or just get out of my way. That is my podcast for now, and have a good day. Bye.